Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And he said there are two things to be careful about. Number one, be sure that you give me all praise, honor, and glory. Never take any glory or praise unto yourself. That's one reason through the years I've never let folks introduce me. You know, sometimes they want to say he's such a great man. I'm not. I just serve a great God. Just a regular common man. Amen. And so be careful that you give me all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And number two, be careful about money.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Jesus is Coming Again.
Amen. Well, thank God he's coming. Now again, let's look again here in 2 Peter, the second chapter. We're right there in the third chapter. Just back up to notice. But this very first verse of the second chapter of 2 Peter. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their destruction slumbereth not. He's talking here about false teachers in the last days. Notice he said, they with feigned words make merchandise of you. I think about a lot of times different things we hear in different ways, folks. I remember a number of years ago, there used to be a fellow on TV, and he had a red string. And you'd send in the $5 offering, wear that string around your waist, you'd lose weight. And it would work both ways. And if you wanted to gain weight, send in the $5, $10 offering, he'd send you that, you wear it around your waist, you'd gain weight. He also had a wallet that he'd send. You know, and God put money in it if you'd send so much money in. We need to be careful about all these gimmicks of raising money. Amen. I remember one thing the Lord Jesus said to me in the first vision when he appeared to me in 1950, September the 2nd, 1950, in a tent meeting in Rockwall, Texas. And the whole vision was about an hour and a half long. And afterwards he said to me, now be faithful, fulfill your ministry, for time is short. Amen. And so he turned to walk away from me, just like somebody holding a conversation. We finished the conversation, you'd turn, walk this way. Maybe he'd turn or she'd turn, walk that way. And he walked a few steps and stopped and turned around and came back to him and said, just a moment. So I turned back to meet him. And he said, there are two things to be careful about. Number one, be sure that you give me all praise, honor, and glory. Never take any glory or praise unto yourself. That's one reason through the years I've never let folks introduce me. You know, sometimes they want to say he's such a great man. I'm not. I just serve a great God. Just a regular common man. Amen. And so be careful that you give me all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And number two, be careful about money. For many upon whom I placed my spirit and called unto such a ministry have become money-minded and have lost the anointing. Be careful about money. Then he said this, don't make any charge for your ministry. Only accept offerings as you've been doing. And I just stayed with that. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. And thank God as we look at all these signs as we're going down the highway of life. We see we're nearer and nearer and nearer to the coming of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Now notice again, there we were there a moment ago, but I want you to look at it again in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Amen. Same scripture that we look at will also bring another thought to us. Notice that he tells us through Timothy, if you'll analyze it, I read all that scripture a while ago in the third chapter, that there would be in these last days, just before he comes, a crime wave. When you look at all these scriptures, perilous times, men covetous and boasters and proud and blasphemers and disobedient to parents and unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors and heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. He's telling us that in these last days that there would be a crime wave. And certainly that's the truth. That's the truth. Notice while we're at it, here in 1 Timothy, that's 2 Timothy, just back a page or two. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Notice something here. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, it's another way of saying the last days, latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanded to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now he's telling us, when you look at this, that in the last days there will be a revival, so to speak, over in another realm of spiritualism. Notice what he said. The Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter times, some shall depart from faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. He's telling us that there would be a rise of spiritualism, and how much that's true in these last days. You see that more and more, especially now since we got television and all that. But thanks be unto God for the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So there may be a rise of these things, but they don't have to affect us. Amen. Giving heed to seducing spirits. See, you can listen to the wrong spirit. I mean, even Christians, born again believers, spirit filled, tongue talking believers, can listen to the wrong spirit. But if it's the Spirit of God, it's always in line with the Word. A number of years ago, in what we call the voice of healing, there was a revival of healing on here in America. And there was a young man of my acquaintance. He and I both held credentials as one of the full gospel or Pentecostal movements. And he was mightily used of God. But the Lord said to me, go talk to him. And tell him that if he doesn't develop his preaching ministry, because you see, you can't build a ministry just on gifts of the Spirit. Ministries must be built on the Word. So I went and talked to him. And he said to me, because the word of knowledge and gifts of healing would manifest. For instance, he'd point to that lady with that pink blouse right there. Stand up. He'd tell her exactly what was wrong with her physically. And tell her the Lord said, you're healed, and she'd be healed. But you see, when the Spirit was not there, like he said to me, well, people come, they expect me to perform. Now, you're in a bad shape if you're performing in the ministry. Amen. I said to him, what the Lord said to me was, that just go ahead, if that anointing's not there to minister, go ahead and preach the word. I said, I have the same manifestation occasionally. Maybe not as often as you do, but I just go ahead and preach the word. And the Lord said to me to tell you that if you don't, you're going to wind up on the spiritual junk heap. Now, what do you mean by that expression, the spiritual junk heap? Well, what's a junk heap here in the natural? Where we discard cars and different things that can't be used anymore. In other words, God's going to be able to use it. Well, he did very well for a while and then improved some. And then we had a convention and we'd have a voice healing convention over Thanksgiving every year. 1954, we were in Philadelphia in the old Met. We'd have a meeting. You'd have three services a day, but after the afternoon meeting, we'd have a meeting and discuss some things between we ministers of the voice of healing. And the Lord told me, go talk to him again. And I did that. I saw he wasn't listening, wouldn't listen, so I just finally shut up.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled, The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you would like to come to our graduation this year, it is Rhema's 51st graduation. Can you believe that?
No.
Friday, May the 16th at 7 p.m. right here on the Rhema USA campus. And so if you'd like to see what Rhema is all about, it's a good time to come. If you can't come live, you can. It'll also be streaming on Rhema.tv, on Facebook, on RBTC USA, on YouTube, Rumble, and all of those venues.
If you just go to rbtc.org and get all the information that you need.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.